1825, the Thames Tunnel began making history as the world's first tunnel dug under a navigable river. My name's Catherine McAlpine and I'm the director here at the Brunel Museum. Before the Thames Tunnel, traditional tunnelling techniques like cut and cover were standard practice. A trench would be dug, a tunnel would be built, and then it would be covered. However, the Thames's size and traffic would not allow this approach to work. In response to this, Mark Brunel designed the concept of the Great Shield, which he then patented in 1818. Earlier, in 1812, Brunel had noticed ships coming to London from all over the world, with what he described as erosions in their hulls. He wondered what created these holes. The answer, the shipworm, which wasn't really a worm, it was actually a pretty ugly looking clam. It chewed through the wood of the ship's hulls with its bony head, eating the wood and secreting it back around itself, creating a protective shield that prevented the wood from crushing its tunnel. Inspired by this creature, Mark Brunel came up with a design for a shield that mimicked nature's ingenuity. The shield was made up of 12 vertical frames, each with 3 mining cells to hold a total of 36 workers. The miners excavated small sections of the soft earth in front of the shield, while bricklayers built the tunnel behind it to prevent collapse. As you look at this model of the shield, you can see 2 workers, one within the shield and another cranking it forward. The process would start with each miner removing a single board and digging out 4.5 inches, the width of a single brick, before replacing the board and moving to the next one. Once this was done for all cells in a single frame, that section of the shield was moved forward. This collaborative effort, akin to the movements of the shipworm, propelled the tunnel forward, one brick at a time, through the soft ground beneath the river. While modern tunnelling techniques have evolved, now using massive boring machines and prefabricated sections, the legacy of Brunel's tunnel shield endures.